Sometimes you make a blunder or you do something, and as we look back on it, we think to ourselves, if only I could have seen that one coming. If only someone could have warned me. If only. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we finish up this week by taking another look at faithfulness from a different perspective. Wouldn't it be great if we could see into the future? I mean, see the consequences of our mistakes so we don't make them. See around the corner so we don't slip on that banana skin. Avoid accidents. Know how people will react. Know now that this job that we really, really want, well, it's just not us, and it's going to bore our socks off in 6 months' time. What if we could know which way to jump when we're under pressure making a decision? What if we could go ahead, prepare a situation, then come back and walk into it, knowing that the path's been cleared and smooth? Or better still, what if we had a friend who could do that for us? I don't know if you remember that musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber called Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, but it's actually a story that comes from the Old Testament in the Bible. Joseph was the youngest of 12 brothers, and, well, he was Dad's favourite. You know, he was the youngest, and Dad made him this beautiful coat. He had dreams, big dreams for his life, and he told his brothers, and they became really jealous because, well, Dad just lavished so much on Joseph. And ultimately, they attacked him, and they left him for dead, and they lied to their father and their mother when they came home again. Well, Joseph didn't die. He was taken to Egypt. He was enslaved. He was unfairly imprisoned. He spent years in prison. But God's hand was on Joseph. He found favour with Pharaoh because he was able to interpret a dream that Pharaoh had, and all the other soothsayers and witch doctors that Pharaoh had simply couldn't interpret the dream. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, look, Pharaoh, the dream is about this. The dream means that you're going to have 7 years of abundance and plenty in the land, but after 7 years, there's going to be a seven-year famine. He said, if you don't store up the food and the grain in the years of plenty, then the country's just not going to survive in the years of famine. Pharaoh was so impressed, he appointed Joseph as effectively the prime minister over all of Egypt. And during the years of plenty, Joseph was the one that made sure that the food and the grain was put aside so that during the years of famine that inevitably came, there was plenty to eat. Now, that famine also hit the land where his father and his brothers were living. And his dad sent his brothers down to Egypt because everybody had heard that there was plenty of food down there. When the brothers came down there, the first time they didn't recognize Joseph because they'd left him for dead. They thought that Joseph was dead. Joseph sent them away again. And when they came back, he told them who he was. They were shocked. They were scared. In this position of power, he had life and death power over them. He could have had them killed. And you know something? Maybe that would have been fair enough. Fair revenge. But this is what Joseph said to them. Don't be afraid. Don't be distressed at what you did to me, because God sent me ahead of you to ensure that there would be enough food to preserve you during this famine. Get that? God sent Joseph ahead of his brothers because God had a plan. Those brothers and Joseph would be the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. Descendant from Abraham and Isaac, God's chosen people, God had a plan. And doesn't matter how rotten these brothers were, doesn't matter what bad things they did, God had a plan. Can you believe it? After all that Joseph had been through, Joseph was able to say, God sent me ahead to make sure that there was enough food so that God could fulfill his plan through you guys. This week on A Different Perspective, we've been talking about God's faithfulness. It's important for there to be faithfulness between people in relationships. That's really important. We all need faithful relationships with friends and loved ones and husbands and wives and children. But I believe that the most exciting relationship of all is tapping into this God who sent Jesus, who is so faithful. One of the things that stopped me from doing that for a long, long time in my life was the sense that, well, I'm not good enough that God should love me. I'm not good enough that God should go ahead of me. But what about these brothers of Joseph? I mean, they are bottom of the barrel scum for what they did. to Joseph, don't you think? And yet God did it for them. Wouldn't he do it for you and me as well? I believe that God has a purpose for my life, for your life, for everybody's life. And the more I read about him, the more I realize that this loving kindness, this faithfulness of his goes ahead of us. Paul the Apostle said, don't you realize that God's kindness is intended to bring you back to him? What comes first? What we do or what God did? No, God's kindness comes first. Again, Paul said, while we were still God's enemies, he sent his son Jesus to die for us. When? Well, before you and I ever did anything. Let's let that sink in. When Jesus was encouraging his disciples to pray, even before you open your mouths, he said, God already knows what you need. Doesn't matter who I am, who you are, what we've done, how low we've sunk. Let it sink in. Let God's grace just sink in. God goes ahead of you and me in order to fulfill his purpose for our lives. God's faithfulness has already gone before you. Maybe you've been struggling with something, not willing, not really thinking that you could take it to God. Here's the good news. God has already gone before you to put you and me in this place here together today. I believe it's no coincidence. I believe God wants each one of us to hear that his faithfulness has already gone before us through Jesus, his son, in opening a door to a relationship with God for anyone who believes in Jesus. And if you haven't done that yet, if you've never taken that step on the road back to God, all any of us has to do is say, Lord, I've heard about this Jesus, and I believe, and I want a relationship. And from that point on, God will never leave us again. He's done it through Jesus, and I know that he's done it in our lives, in the special practical things that we need help with. I cannot begin to tell you the number of times that God has looked into the future for me, that the times that he went ahead of me, opened doors, blessed me, helped me, opened other people's hearts, changed their attitudes, smoothed the path, sometimes because I asked him. As I've grown in maturity in walking with him and sensed his call on my life, I have become bold in asking God to go before me because I believe he has a purpose and I believe he will fulfill his purpose, and I believe when I ask, he does go before me. But in the early days, when I didn't know to ask, when I still was crawling before I could walk, before I could run, he just did it anyway without me asking. And you know something? He still does. I'm not some super spiritual kind of... I'm a really practical, rational, down-to-earth sort of person. God's faithfulness and goodness are awesome. Every morning there is a new mercy. Every morning there is a new blessing. Every day he goes ahead of you and me. So, what are you waiting for? Life very definitely has its ups and downs, not to mention the fact that even when things are going well, our own foibles and failures have this amazing ability to rob us of the good things that God has planned. That's why living your best life, the life God always had planned for you, takes power, serious power. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet, Holy Spirit Power. And with the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word on power right into the realities of your life. His word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you lay hold of the incredible power that he has ready and waiting for you, the power to be all that he made you to be through this particular booklet. You can request your free copy at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way into your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.